Thank you, everybody, for being present. I'm Prakash Dakal, and PhD candidate at the University of Kentucky Plant and Soil Science Department. And today I'll be talking about my recent ongoing projects of reaction of nitrite with goethite and surface bind iron 2 on goethite complex. Historically, denitrification of nitrite to nitrite NO and 2O and dinitrogen has been given preference with related with organic carbon oxidation. But recently, development in science and our understanding of discovery in nitro-dependent iron 2 oxidation has given us a field to explore the possibilities and importance of nitrite reactions with iron, whether it's being aqueous iron or adsorbed iron into many iron oxide form, and even on some of the recent studies has shown that the nitrate and nitrite being easily reduced by different iron oxides such as green rust, austenite, siderite, and iron to a bone lipidocrosite. But still, there's a question that the common goethite, which is found in soil, is not being explored, and its reactivity, whether it's being sorption dominated or reduction dominated, is not being explored in literature, especially that is related with the iron to bind on goethite. So my question is whether this nitrite is being reduced dominantly or sorbed into the surface, and how does the iron 2 mineral transformation happens if it is any possible, or iron 2 adsorbed into the surface is transformed in this processes. So with these questions, I have an objective to investigate the reactivity of nitrite, whether it's being sorption or adsorption, with the goethite at various geochemical conditions such as ionic strength, pH, and reactant concentration, and how the surface complexations of the adsorbed iron 2 on the goethite complex impacts the kinetics mechanism of nitrate or nitrite removal, especially the nitrite one. And in the second objective is to see how the surface chemistry of the goethite when reacted with the nitrite or the iron 2 binded goethite reacted with nitrite changes in the system when reacted with nitrite. And with these two objectives, I have the parallel hypothesis that we already understood that it's clear that adsorbed iron 2 on any of the iron oxide surface is much more reactive. So the nitrite reaction with the goethite itself is less than when binded with iron 2 on goethite. And surface chemistry of the reacted goethite in the second hypothesis is that by targeting a specific infrared spectral signature by using FTIR or any other spectroscopic technique, would be able to understand the bond and the mechanism of their nature of bonding. So the first method that we used is to synthesize the goethite in the laboratory using a standard technique and using iron chloride and potassium hydroxide and titrating it and aging it on 60 degrees Celsius for 60 hours, specially mentioned by Schwarzbrenn and Kernel in 1997. And carrying out the wet chemical experiment with the nitrite and goethite, and nitrite and iron 2 complex goethite at different geochemical conditions, and carry out the spectroscopic studies to parallel for these two objectives of the study. And in detail, in wet chemical experiment, the first thing is we were not sure how much was the equilibrium time for iron 2 adsorption onto goethite. So we did the equilibrium kinetics experiment on two different ion concentrations at three different pH, 5.5, 6.5, and 7.5 buffer at 25 millimolar MES and 25 millimolar pipes respectively, and see over time when the iron 2 was equilibrated in the reactions. And then after taking that optimal time and iron 2 concentration, the nitrate was injected into the system and follow the concentration of the iron 2 nitrate and nitrite ammonia, such nitrogen species over time to see the nitrogen transformation, nitrite transformation pathway. And all those samples that we collected during this filtering were studied under the spectroscopy on ultraviolet, visible, and near-infrared spectroscopy. And the sample, after different treatment, were studied under the X-ray diffractometer to see if there is any change, mineralogical changes over time. And we will be conducting pretty soon about the SEM, the scanning electron microprobe, to see the surface chemistry of these minerals during the transformation. And on the last, to corroborate the findings of the UV-Vis spectroscopy, we will try to do the Fourier transformation to see if that matches with our earlier findings. So in the result, we synthesized the goethite in the lab, and it matches with our standard goethite peak with different 2 theta and standard D values. The surface area of the goethite synthesized in the laboratory was 51.43 meters squared, and the PGC, the potential geo charge, was 8.45, and based on Vidal Abbas et al., 3 sites per nanometer squared, we calculated our reactive surface sites was 1.47 millimolar. The wet chemical experiment to see the equilibrium kinetics of the iron to sorb on these goethite was prehydrated goethite at different MES buffer and pH. Prehydrated goethite was injected on 1.5 millimolar to overload with the reactive surface sites we calculated earlier at different pH, and we saw that the reaction is pretty fast. Here on the x-axis we have the time in minutes and hours, and the y, it's a relative concentration. So only at pH 5, after 24 hours, we got into some equilibrium, and still we had about 300 micromolar iron to left, and that continued for 96 hours, so we thought this 24 hours equilibrium time. However, in many studies, we seen many ubiquitous or confusing results. And with compared to the desorption mechanism, I tried to see the desorptions of the iron II adsorbent to this goethite and found out only 24% could be extracted on 0.5 molar acid, and 40% could be extracted on 1 molar acid. However, some studies even reveal that they can extract it to 100%, but I didn't see that. And in the nitrate reactivity with the goethite, we can see this, the figure on the x-axis shows that the time in hours, and the y-axis is the nitrite concentration. The solid line over here on the bottoms are just goethite control, and the solid line on the cross over on the top are nitrite controls. The square on the top are without iron II adsorbent goethite, and the solid spherical lines, solid spheres, are over here with a nitrite reaction with the iron II adsorbent goethite after 24 hours of equilibrium when the iron II was adsorbed. So the reaction shows that in the initial reaction rate, shows that only goethite without iron II added has about 5 times less adsorption, like a nitrate removal rate, than with the iron added onto the goethite surface. And even the nitrite surface loading is 5 times with the surface iron II added goethite. The important thing over here is we saw that there is no nitrate or ammonia produced, and there was below the detection limit of our instrument. So still the pathways, whether it's absorption or reduction, it's still not clear. And our reduction rate corroborates with the previous finding with different minerals in the past, with only minerals and some iron II added on lipidical side. But our rate is about 5 times higher than what is reported earlier when iron II is adsorbed onto the iron oxide, like goethite. The XRD analysis of some of the samples treated versus untreated shows that the XRD on here in the bottom is pure goethite untreated. Just above it is just the goethite treated with nitrite alone itself. And the second one from the top is the goethite with iron II added in 100 micromolar nitrate after 1 minute, and this is after the 72 hours. So we couldn't see any difference on peak, and almost all peak, more than 90% of the peak matches with the goethite alone itself. So there is a big question about how the iron II is transforming into goethite. And in the future, we have collected the data for this UV-VIS spectroscopy, but we haven't yet analyzed, but we will be analyzing for this spectral peak for the goethite, which is 15,000 centimeter. And people have reported that whenever iron II is adsorbed onto neutronite, about this peak would intensify, reporting that iron II is adsorbed onto the surfaces. And that is with the inner bonding, but if it is only held with the sorption mechanism, it should give you the peak about 10,600 meter peak. So we would be exploring this possibility of to see if there is any spectral changes that we can incorporate and see if that is can be related with the bonding mechanism or nature. And with that, the SEM in the next step will be analyzing the samples for the SEM analysis and for your transformation. And importantly, we could not see any ammonia or nitrite, so possibly analyzing nitrous oxide or NO production in the future studies would reveal whether it's being reduced or it's being sorbed. So in a summary, iron II sorption on the goethite was fast and reached the equilibrium in 24 hours. And initial nitrite removal to goethite-bound iron II is 5 times faster than goethite alone. Formation of secondary any iron mineral was not verified through the XRD analysis. Future spectroscopic studies could help address bonding mechanism of nitrite on goethite and iron II binded on goethite complexes, and possibly quantification of N2O or NO in the reaction product could provide clues about nitrite transformation pathways in this reaction. So with this, I would like to acknowledge my funding agencies and the UK Plant and Soil Science Department. With this, questions.
We have time for a couple questions.
Yeah, Aaron.
Do you think you've oxidized some of your iron II in the initial sorption step?
That is a good question. In the first experiment, when I did this experiment, I thought I oxidized it because we were using the argon glove box. And I saw different papers. They were trying to some papers infer about production of the magnetite or hematite, but I couldn't see anything. That's why I can't really say whether it was oxidized or anything. But still, we have a report about the electron transfer between the surface iron III and then the iron II that is being adsorbed. So that may happen, but we have to see about the spectroscopy to see if there we can find any spectral signature about that particular band where, you know, intervalous transfer takes place.
If I just one more comment, you can dissolve it using like 7 molar HCl, and you won't oxidize the iron II, and you should be able to recover it if it's still there.
Yeah, that's what is my plan at the last, is digest all these and quantify how much was the initial and in the last. Yeah, Dr.
What ratio of iron II to iron III is in
there? We have used iron II is 1.5 millimolar in the concentration, and iron III is like 100 meter square per area. It's about 2 grams.
So it's a lot of
iron II. Yeah. So the reactive surface sites of these iron II, whatever I have used in the solid ratio, is about 1.47 nanomolar. So to understand that the iron II absorption onto this goethite is I overload the iron II on the goethite surface so that there is no space left for other reactive. So in the first experiment when I did with only 100 and 200 micromolar, there was no iron II left in the solution to react as an